سلاما والذين يبيتون لربهم سجدا وقياما والذين يقولون ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected brothers, elders, mashallah, Allah has brought us this beautiful gathering, and especially the house of Allah. And Friday is like an Eid day for a Muslim and also for Jummah Salah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person make intention to go masjid and perform Jummah Salah, he makes his wuzu at home according to sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then started to walking from his house to the masjid. The authentic hadith Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on each and every footsteps Allah will grant him the reward of 1 year fasting, and every night the reward of tahajjud. On each and every footsteps. The ayat I have recited in front of you, wa ibadur rahman الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا. The slave and servants of Rahman, when they walk, they do not walk proudly, they walk with humbleness. And they have no pride in their heart. They know who I am. I was nothing. Allah brought me in this world. Pride only for Allah. Pride is a sifat of Allah, is a quality of Allah. That's why his name is Kabir, Kibriya. It belongs to him. Because everlasting, if someone that is only Allah, we just born and we go to die, and we will become a sand and dust. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. A time was, there was no one know you. You was in the state of sperm. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. No one knows my name and your name before I born. There is going to be a Yaqub, a Ibrahim, a Ismail going to be born. No one knows. Allah says, you are nothing. I brought you in this world. When you're born, you have no power to see. You have no strength to listen. You just born, can't even walk, can't even talk. You could not understand. You just born, if your mother called you, you don't know. You can't even recognize your mom and dad. I gave you slowly, step by step, the eyesight. I gave you step by step, hearing. Not one time, not one go. Step by step. As you grow, Allah increases your eyesight, your hearing, your understanding. Then slowly, you started touching, you holding, started crawling, then walking. SubhanAllah. You are nothing. Then I brought you in this world. I kept you in a mother's womb for 9 months. The mother also cannot help you inside. The father cannot help you inside. I was working inside and I look after you for 9 months and I brought you in this world. You are a small baby. You can't even understand. You don't even know who is my father, who is my mother. Then slowly you grew up, started walking now. SubhanAllah. Age of 6, age of 7, age of 9, age of 10, now the age of 15. That also help of Allah. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, I could give you death in a mother's womb. Khalqin aw ghayri khalqin. Allah using the word is in my power, in my hand. I can create a child or I can give him death in the mother's womb or the time the mothers gave the child birth, the child died. But I brought you slowly. SubhanAllah. 15 saal ka ho gaya. 15, between 15 and 20. Between 15 and 30 years. That is age of you. SubhanAllah. Now he said, I'm not going to go to masjid. What I'm going to get in a masjid? I'll go with my friend to play in club, in cinema. Here. I'll join my friend to take drugs. I like him. I'm going to sit next to him. I like him. I don't want to go in the house of Allah. What am I going to get there? Allah said, now I gave you the age of 15 till 30, 35. What you do? Allah said in the Quran Kareem, now you're fighting with me. You're fighting with me. You're arguing with Allah. What I will get in the namaz? What I will get to fast just to stay hungry? What I will get if I slaughter an animal just to kill an animal? What I will get to read Quran? Nothing. You fighting with me. Allah said, I brought you up. You are nothing. I gave you eyesight. I gave you hearing. I gave you understanding. Everything is belongs to Allah, is under control of Allah. Allah wish He can took our eyesight away. He could take our hearing sight away, hearing also away. He could take our understanding. You did not perform your Isha Salah, especially our youngsters today. They sleep. They have the dinner, mashallah. Sometime, I don't like my mother's food. I go outside, burger, this. Come at home late. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and they go straight in the bed. They don't even talk to them. Parents, the parents ask, why you came late in the house? Don't ask me. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not make a word of oof in front of your mother and father. Do not make the word of oof. Oof means In the Arabic dictionary, there is no lower word than oof. There is no lower word than oof. Allah used the lowest word in the Quran Kareem, that wala taqul lahuma uff. Do not make in front of your father. Forget to say something else. Just only say, oh, that also medicine. That also medicine. What about the person who swear to father and mother? I said, don't talk to me. Leave me alone. Get off from my room, from my bed, my bedroom. Sign of Qiyamah, oh my youngsters. Listen, sign of Qiyamah. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come that youngsters will chase the father and mother away and they will make a party in their room with their own friends. If the mother will come in the room, then he and she is going to wait. When my father go out? When my mother go out? I want alone. I want to be alone. I don't want them to come in my room. I don't want them to come in my room to tell me anything. SubhanAllah. And when a friend come, then he's come. Sit down here. I'm going to bring get some cold drinks, some juice, some water, something. What you want, what you like it. He will respect his friends, then his parents. He will give preference to the friends above his parents in the sign of Qiyamah. The son is sitting on the bed telling mother, gee, make a sandwich for me. Make a sandwich. Make a tea, cup of tea for me. Sign of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith of Jibreel, the authentic hadith in Muslim, in Bukhari, you will find many hadith kitab, says, a time will come that the mother will give birth of a master. A mother will give birth of a master. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what is the meaning? Most of the commentators that said in the commentary of this hadith said that when the children grow up, 25, 30, 35, he's going to enjoy with his wife. Wife sitting with him on his bed, and he's going to command his mother to make a cup of tea. That time is arrived. The every day we hear the stories, the children swearing the parents. Oh my youngsters, listen, the hadith of Tirmidhi, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that all the ibadat, if you miss out, you will get punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Only the person who troubled his parents, then remember, he is not going to die until he will get the punishment in this world and the day of Qiyamah. Two punishments. He is not going to die. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, you are nothing. I brought you up. Now you had the pride. So much pride. Sab dekho kitne hai se Allah ke samne. Ibadat karne se. Bhagte, they run away. No. I'm not going to read my namaz. I'm not going to Quran tilawat. I'm not going to my zikr. Don't tell me. I'm not going to masjid. So many youngsters, they didn't even read many, many months. Jummah Salah. Forget the normal Salah. Jummah Salah. If you just make Qaza one namaz, if you make one namaz, Qaza means Fajr namaz, you read the time of Zohar. Zohar namaz with Asr time. Asr with Maghrib time. What is the punishment? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he's going to stay in Jahannam for 70 years. One day of Jahannam, Allah said in the Quran Kareem, equal of 50,000 years of this dunya. One day only. He is not missing. He is not getting qaza, the missing salah. Many, look at Allah, is so kareem, so tolerant. Halim, halim. Allah says, I am tolerant. I am taking patience. I like to take you eyesight away because you're sleeping without Isha Salah. Without Isha Salah. You're sleeping without Quran reading. You're sleeping without Zuhr Salah, without Asr Salah, you didn't perform a single namaz today, I can take your eyesight away. I can take your hearing away. I can make you cripple. But Allah said, no, I am giving you peaceful sleep. I am giving you peaceful sleep. Never mind. But look at the whole night he's sleeping. He wakes up in the morning. What it is? No Fajr Salah. No Isha, no Fajr. He wakes up. What it is? Subhanallah. Straight, ready everything. Going to school, uni. He will pick up his phone first in the morning. Before he bath, before he make wuzu, before wash his face, before clear his mouth. What is it? He will open his phone. Any missed call of my friend. Any message from my friend. We have so much worries about the message and the missed calls of our friends. We have no time to open the Quran Kareem and read the message of Allah. The call of Allah. The message of Allah. The Quran is calling you every day. Mentioned in the kitab in Majalisul Abrar by Maulana Abrarul Haqsaab Hardoi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was a great khalifa of Maulana Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. He said in his kitab, the person who tied his Quran in Juzdan and kept in his corner, the corner of his house, the Quran every night, time of tahajjud, is giving him baddu'a. Ay Allah, how he tied me and left me in a corner. You also tied him. You also tied him with the chain of Jahannam and threw him away in the corner of Jahannam. The message of Allah. Quran is a message of Allah. We have no, we just spoke. We don't even know the waking of dua. What dua Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. When we wake up, what dua we should read? And then we go to toilet. What dua we should read? We make wuzu. What dua we should read? We don't know nothing. We act like animal. Allah said in the Quran Kareem, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَذَلُّ. The human beings, they'll be worse than animals. The human beings worse than animals. The animal also appreciate and they also obey to the owners, to the malik. That's why Allah gives example. Of وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْعًا. That says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُوتٌ. Grateful. Allah says the animal being grateful. Who? The insan. Allah says in this ayat, which I will recite it before, after khutbah, when I started, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْلًا. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, believe me, subhanallah, they had so much tawazu, so much humbleness in their heart. Allahu Akbar. We can't even find like these people today. Subhanallah. Says when he was coming back from Mewat after Tabligh, coming back from Mewat, subhanallah, he says, I used to do one night day i'tikaf before I go to my sheikh. One day and one night i'tikaf. And he used to say, might, you know, I call them someone's towards Allah, do the tabligh, everything. And someone got angry, someone told me something, and something, you know, bad thing comes in my heart. So I don't want anything open in front of my sheikh. So I'm making a takeoff for whole day and night, then I'll go by my sheikh. So at least my heart, I make tawbah, my heart get clean, and I go to my sheikh, I get his dua. That was a tawazu and humbleness in our kabirin. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ عَوْنًا. Look at our youngsters today. Allahu Akbar. I'm welcoming them. Come to the masjid time to time. Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, namaz only, not only on Friday. Not on Friday. You open the Quran. Shah Rafiuddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he completed the tarjumah of the Quran, he says, I justified that after I completed the Quran tarjumah, translation, says, I found in the Quran 700 places Allah mentioned about Salah. 700 places. about salah and how many namaz we pray a day. How many salah we pray? How many salah? And they says, what we going to get in a masjid? Youngster said today, what we get in a masjid? I will get something, enjoyment with my friend, in the company of my friend, in so and so person's house, in club, in front of TV. Well, yeah, they. I won't get nothing in a masjid. Just go, namaz, come back. What I will get? What I will get in the Quran? What I will get in zikr, in zikrullah? What I will get in fasting? So Allah says, if you want to be a beloved of Allah, you want to be close to Allah, what you should do? Be humble and perform the salah time to time, because a day will come. You have to face Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, face angel, munkar and nakir, face Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our grave. But the further Allah said, the sign of the beloved of Rahman, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Look at our youngsters, swearing each other. Subhanallah, look at them. They are the friends of Allah or the friends of Shaitan? What a bad swearing. We never heard in our life. Even the father sitting there, mother sitting there. But still they swearing each other, brothers, sisters, amongst themselves, in uni, in school, wherever they're playing outside, they're swearing each other. Says the beloved of Rahman, the second quality, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. If someone, one of the commentary, if someone swear at him, he give him dua. He give him dua. Subhanallah. Okay. Because in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, don't swear your parents. Sahaba could not understand. How can a person swear his own parents? Today is normal. Today is normal. Like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the corruption, the fitna and trial, the many, many bad things will come from the roof. Not from the door, not from the window. The Sahaba will understand. It will come from the door or from the window. How can from the roof? Today you will understand. So many areas. All fitna that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 1400 years ago. Similarly here too, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not swear your parents. Sahaba didn't understand. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you swear someone's parents, then he's going to swear your parents, that meaning you're swearing your own parents. It's happening about today. Both, we swearing our parents also, and we swear somebody else, and we swear our parents. Ibadur Rahman, Rahman ke bande, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. قَالُوا سَلَامًا says, this is Salaamu Alaikum. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to be in trouble. Sorry, maaf. Go away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said once, the hadith, subhanallah. Mufti Abdul Rauf sahab Sukhravi, he brought this hadith from Targheeb and Tarheeb. He said, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the gathering and suddenly started laughing. Laughing means that we could see his aniyab, sanaya, nawajis, and back teeth. Subhanallah. Says, first time we saw like this. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you smiling, laughing? What happened? Says, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came and he told me, On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call two youngsters. Two men, come here. And one man will tell Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, this man have my right. He did not pay my right in that world. I want my right today. Whatever the right, money or whatever, I want my right. इसने मेरा हक दुनिया में अदा नहीं किया, आज मैं चाहता हूं कि ये मेरा हक अदा कर दे. You have to tell it. Allah will tell the youngster, that person who requesting, who's telling Allah, this man is miskin. Miskin means poor. He got nothing. He got nothing. And we don't have nothing on the day of Qiyamah besides our deeds. The good deeds or the evil deeds. No dirham, no pound, nothing. No wealth, no jaidat, no property, nothing. Allah said, you don't have nothing. Means, you don't have the neki also. Good deeds also. He's so poor. One muflis is somebody else. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is a long hadith. This is another hadith. Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala will tell him, he don't have wealth, property, and he don't have so much good deeds also. How is going to pay you? Then, that person will say, Ya Allah, if he have nothing, he don't have nothing, then take my all sins away and put on his head. I want to go Jannat. Rasulullah SAW started crying. Look at the person. Look at the person. He want to go in Jannat, even though he is brother in trouble, go to Jahannam. Even the Quran says on the day of Qiyamah, the person will say, Ya Allah, you take my children away behalf of me. You release me. Take my wife behalf of me. Take my families, my parents, but leave me alone. I don't want to go in Jahannam. I don't want to go in Jahannam. That person will request again and again, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, my all the sins must take and put on his head. Then suddenly, he will see so many castles which is made with the gold, silver and pearls, and inside the pearls are hanging like a bunch of grapes, houses. Big city, so many houses, everything, subhanallah, everything is shining, shining, so many houses. That person who was requesting to Allah to take my sin and put it on his head, he's going to ask Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, these are so many houses like a city. Which Nabi will get this one? Kis Nabi ko milega ye? Which Siddiq will get this one? Which Shuhada will get this one? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will tell him, no Nabi, no Siddiq, no Shaheed, this one can achieve anyone's. Anyone's. Then he's going to ask Allah, I don't have nothing, how I'm going to achieve it? How I will get this one? He says, Allah said to him, subhanallah, whatever right you asking from him, if you forgive your brother, you will get this castle's house. If you forgive your brother, this castle. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started smiling. Subhanallah, look at the person. So today, we don't want to forgive each other. We carry on the many, many years. Brother to brother, children with parents, husband, wife, we carry on. If you forgive each other, Allah will forgive you on the day of Qiyamah. And what you're going to achieve, subhanallah, subhanallah. So this, وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Either he's going to give him dua, or either he's going to tell him, sorry, I don't have time to argue with you, forgive me. And he's going to go away. Salaam alaikum. Inshallah, I will talk more about it Further, many qualities Allah mentioned about Ibadur Rahman, wa Ibadur Rahman al-Ladina yamshuna, as I mentioned about the Rahman, al-Ladina yamshuna ala al-ardi hawna last week, and today, inshallah, we're going to talk more about it, inshallah, next week. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice whatever we listen and we talk. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept all of us.